For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. One person was injured in an accident that occurred on I-70, 1 mile east of Casey, at 2:23 p.m. on Thursday. According to a report from the Illinois State Police, 47-year-old James M. Hash of Freetown, Indiana, was traveling westbound on I-70 in a semi-tractor trailer. At the same time, 27-year-old Eugene Turkew of Plymouth, Minnesota, was traveling westbound on I-70 in a semi-tractor trailer and was slowed for a diverging maneuver off of the interstate ramp. Hash allegedly averted his attention and vision and failed to recognize Turkew's maneuver, rear-ending Turkew. As a result of the collision, Hash exited the interstate, coming to a rest in the North Ditch. He was transported to the hospital for treatment. Hash was ticketed for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Bucking a trend dating into the recession, millennials are starting to buy more homes. Good news for the nation, but what about Illinois, where the age group is fleeing the state? Home purchases by Americans age 18 to 35 have been dropping for more than a decade. However, a report by apartment finding service Abodo found that young homebuyers nationwide have accounted for the largest increase in home purchases in the last couple months. The largest spikes are in smaller cities and towns. Abodo spokesman Sam Radbill says the young owners have typically been renters by choice.
You live in a place and you pay your rent and you're very mobile, like you said, and we like to think of it as flexibility rather than just a fear of commitment.
This shift could mean a significant boost for the housing industry, but it could also mean a bigger separation in the recovery between Illinois and other states. According to IRS data, the state on net lost more than 80,000 residents between 18 and 35 between 2011 and 2015. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.